Tech Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
Jeff Quattromani joins me. First time for 2024. Good afternoon, Jeff. Happy New Year to you.
Good afternoon and a Happy New Year to you and your listeners.
Mate, we're going to talk about this big show that happens each and every year. They call it CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. It's marketed as the biggest electronic show on the planet, and I suppose all sorts of companies get there. They gather together in Las Vegas this time of year and they promote their wares. LG have come out with a brand new television. I imagine a lot of companies there were showing you what they would do with their TVs. I saw one of them that it's a column and you push a button and the TV unfolds. But this one is a transparent TV. It's the world's first wireless transparent TV.
It's pretty remarkable. I mean, it's crazy to just say one of those words, let alone both of them together. So first of all, it's completely transparent. So when your TV is off, you can look straight through it. Now, for most people, that might just be looking at your living room wall, but if you've got a beautiful view that you don't want to block out with a television, then it's perfect as a window. But the other part, being wireless, means that your Foxtel box, your PlayStation, whatever it is that you normally connect to your television, goes in a completely separate location. So you don't need to have it physically connected to where the screen is. There's a separate box that sits somewhere else in the room that you can actually have all that clutter and mess out of view.
I said earlier when we were promoting, talking to you about this afternoon, I imagine, I said it doesn't need to be plugged into a PowerPoint, but it would, wouldn't it? I got that wrong. It would have to be plugged into a PowerPoint.
Yeah, so I guess the word wireless is used quite loosely in that it still needs power, but no other cables need to be connected into the box. So, yes, the TV itself still needs power, but then everything else is wireless.
I imagine, have they put prices on this yet?
Well, look, the way I look at the pricing, because I haven't released anything yet, but I imagine if you can afford the Harbour View that you're hoping to be able to see with the TV, then you can afford the TV. But otherwise, it's going to be very expensive.
But as I said, Jeff, it's like everything else. Remember Pioneer TVs, the big screen Pioneer TVs when they first came out? They were $12,000 and $14,000.
Absolutely, and it's like all technologies. It always starts really high, and then it will come down. I think the future of this just means that eventually your windows, your shower screens, your mirrors, anything else could become a display that you're watching content on or interacting with. So, yeah, if you've got a nice window in the home, imagine that being your TV one day.
Did you see promoted a dongle that you put into your phone at the bottom of your phone, and it comes with an app, and if you get bitten by a mosquito, you put the other end of the dongle on the mosquito bite and you press the button on the app, and somehow with electro pulses it takes away the sting from the mosquito bite?
I did see this, and I'm sceptical. I'm very, very sceptical, because if it does work, then it will be in every household in Australia for sure. But I think we need to experience this one and probably do some real-world testing, especially the Aussie mosquitoes, before I believe the hype on this one. It's sometimes CES is very good at showing concepts, which may not actually be real, but let's wait and see.
Samsung apparently had one of the most popular products demonstrated at the show, and it was a robot, but you reckon it's unlikely to go on sale.
Yeah, this was a bit disappointing. I mean, Samsung announced other things as well, but this robot, which was for the home, it follows you around the home, you can talk to it and it will talk back to you to answer questions or control the lights in the home, but it also had a built-in projector. So you could literally be saying, hey, show me this video about whatever, and it will project that immediately onto the wall or on the ceiling nearby, so you could be watching content as well as asking for information. The problem is, this has actually been said, it's not coming out this year. We may see it next year, if at all. So, yeah, just a concept at this point, but I would love a little robot that follows me around the home.
Well, I can see these robots in years to come. It might be 5 or 10 years down the track, but I don't know about you. I can see these robots certainly being on sale for people to do all sorts of jobs around the house.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is, especially when you're not home, it would be handy just to have a little robot that patrols the home as well, especially if you're on holidays, you want to make sure that, you know, things are all safe and sound. It would be nice to have something that can just go and check that all the windows are locked and make sure the front door hasn't been opened.
Water the garden.
water the garden would be nice. Do my hedges. Do the whippersnipping. I've got a lot of chores I can pass on to robots.
Wash the car. That'd be one I'd like. Wash the car. What else? We've got a barbecue that's going electric and getting smarter. With the lack of gas, charcoal or wood, we're going to have an electric barbecue in the future. It's a smart barbecue.
Yeah, and look, I don't know if it's controversial for Australia on this one, because I love to barbecue, but I don't have one that I plug into a PowerPoint. Now, this is almost looking like those bar heaters that we used to have that we were told not to buy anymore because they would set the house on fire. It's got that orange sort of beam that you see through the barbecue. It is, however, controlled with your smartphone. Of course it would be, and you can control the temperature and turn your barbecue off. But, yeah, I don't know. There's something about barbecues. I don't know if it should be touched in that way.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think as Aussies, we still like to have the Barbie. And look, chefs will tell you the best way to cook on a Barbie is with coals, charcoal or timber.
Exactly. It tastes different. It just tastes different.
Binoculars, AI binoculars, they're going to, you'll look at birds, for example, if you're a bird watcher, these binoculars, you'll look at birds and they'll tell you what species the birds are.
Fascinating to me, because I mean I have see plenty of birds around my place, but I couldn't tell you what half of them actually are. But through these binoculars, when you're looking at them, actually while you're looking into the binoculars, it sees the bird and it will tell you with text what kind of bird you are looking at, as well as allow you to take a photo or record video on the binoculars as well. So they said there's 9,000 species that are available to be identified. I didn't know there were 9,000 species of birds. So, you know, this is the kind of product I could certainly use.
I saw on social media lots of different speakers from different companies that have now come out, and you would think it's a piece of artwork on the wall or it's something on your coffee table, but in fact it's actually a speaker. The artwork ones look good on the wall, don't they?
Yeah, they do, and that was from Samsung. I mean, Samsung have done really well with their frame television, where it looks like a piece of artwork, but then it becomes a TV when you're watching it. They've applied that same theory to artwork now for speakers. So they've done that, which is fantastic for surround sound. In the home, if you want to put speakers behind you, behind the couch, but you normally don't like the look of them, then put a picture frame on the wall, and it's that rear speaker. So it's a good idea, but I will say that IKEA has been doing this for a couple of years. They've already got wall-mounted canvas-style artworks that are speakers at IKEA, so you can get cheaper right now from them instead of Samsung.
Why do Apple not go to this CES show? They haven't gone ever, have they?
They did a very, very long time ago. Even Microsoft used to turn up to that event as well. Apple like to bring the world's media to their feet when they're ready to speak.
So what have Apple announced?
So what Apple did during CES is they decided to announce their virtual reality headset, which is their Vision Pro, will go on sale in the next couple of weeks. So just by putting that information out there, it certainly stole some headlines, but $3,500 US if you want an Apple virtual reality headset.
That's a lot of money, isn't it?
It's a lot of money. And honestly, the sad part is it's Apple who will usually make a trend go well or completely fail. And I think making it that expensive means that virtual reality may fail because it's not accessible. So, you know, other brands have tried VR and they haven't done well. Apple probably could have done it. And even if their technology is there at that price, no one will ever experience it.
This week I saw that Apple released a brand new computer. I mean, my tongue is firmly planted in my cheek here. Sadly, for the Apple company, it's got to the stage where they release a new computer with, you know, look, really nothing to sell apart from the fact that it might have a different chip in it, and you can buy a black one these days.
Look, and it is sad when the exciting part about the announcement is the colour. You know, I do hope for a lot more than that these days, especially from Apple. But, yeah, generally the last few years they've been playing it safe. Things are smarter, brighter, maybe operate a little bit faster, but they need to be doing a little bit more than that because other brands are certainly doing innovative things.
In recent days, Samsung have released new phones. They've got ahead of Apple, and I suppose they have phones now with artificial intelligence capabilities. Is that right?
Yeah, they did. This was yesterday morning. It was really good to see that they're doing that, because how much more can the smartphone actually change or look differently? So adding AI into them actually means that when you're crafting a text message to your boss, your phone might say, how about we word that one a little bit more professionally and help you automatically change that text? If you're taking a photo of something and you want to remove that person out of the background, it will do that for you. But even if you're taking notes in a class, it will actually summarize the notes for you as well. So a lot of AI coming to smartphones, and Google's doing the same thing as well. So yeah, Samsung first out of the gate on that one this year. You know, it's Apple's turn in September. Let's see what they do.
Have you got, apart from the televisions, have you got a particular favourite that you saw come out of this this tech show in Las Vegas?
Look, there was one other thing which was quite interesting, but it's early days. It's a small pendant that you can be wearing, and it is your smartphone, which doesn't have any buttons or even much of a screen. You talk to it, and it effectively uses your apps for you. So if you say you need an Uber, it knows where you are, and you just talk to your gadget. It goes and organizes your Uber and organizes where you're standing. So there's some interesting technology happening in that gadget, but it's not anywhere near being ready for people. It's just interesting that we can potentially be talking to something that controls apps and all the things that we do, all the buttons that we push on our phones or taps that we do on the screen could actually be done through voice control in the very near future.
And if people are looking for a new television, now is a good time, is it not, to pop into the Harvey Normans or the JB Hi-Fis of the world and buy yourself, or as they would say, bag yourself a bargain, because there's some terrific specials on TVs at this time of year, isn't there?
Look, I couldn't agree more. If you're in the market for a new television this year, between now and March is the absolute time to buy. And the reason I say that is because we've now seen what the new TVs will look like for 2024. The advancements aren't excessive. So if you buy a last year's model, you will be very, very happy and it won't be out of date. In fact, LG also announced that all the software features that are coming to their new TVs will also come to last year's model as well. So you'll even get the updates as well. So I do recommend going into a store, haggle, because no retailer wants that stock left on the shelf. So now is absolutely the time to buy.
Mate, it's always great to catch up with you. Thank you for sort of changing to a Friday. We'll catch up with you and talk more tech at our usual time after 1 o'clock next Wednesday.
I'll be right here. Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Get that robot to mow the lawn. See you, mate. Bye-bye. Jeff Quattromani. No, it isn't tongue-in-cheek. There are robots now, as in, you know, the robot vacuum cleaner, and there is, I think there's two models, different companies. Husqvarna has put out one, I believe. It's a robot lawnmower, yes. It'll mow the lawn for you while you sit back and have a beer. That's the way to go, isn't it?